You're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station.
Breakout Radio Church, now having church services daily at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Central Time. Now, here is Pastor Deo Gentry.
Hey, good to have you joining me here at Breakout Radio Church as we have church all across America and around the world. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful day. And I have a message that God has placed in my heart, in my spirit. But first of all, we're just going to praise and worship God with a friend of mine. And then we're going to be back to pray. It's going to be a great day at Breakout Radio Church. So here we go. Let's all praise and worship Him today.
Great is the Lord, He is holy and just. By His power we trust in His love. Great is the Lord, He is faithful and true. By His mercy He proves He is love.
Great is the Lord. Faithful and true, by His mercy He proves His love.
Great is the Lord. We lift up our voice, worship Him today, honor Him today here at Breakout Radio Church. Well, so good to have you here today, and good to have Gene with me today. And Gene, we're so excited about what God is doing at Breakout Radio Church, aren't we?
Yes, we are. Welcome, Breakout family. So happy to have you joining us today.
We are. Gene and I were just visited today before the church service. How excited we are to pastor another church, lead another church. We never thought we'd do it, did we? We thought, man, we'll never pastor another church. But here we are pastoring a translocal church with members in 25 different states in America. Half of the states in America we now have members in, and I'm just so excited about that, and several different nations. And we're gonna pray the will of God be done here today. And we're also gonna pray for our church members, because we want to welcome, while we're praying, want to welcome some new members. Gene, James in Abilene, Texas joined the church. Connie in Barnett, Vermont. And Nora in Garden Grove, California. Caleb, North Richland Hills, Texas, and Pat in Highlands, Texas, and Penny, Austin, Texas. Victoria's joined. She lives in St. Matthew, South Carolina. And Jana, I want to welcome her from Votaw, Texas. I don't know where that one's at. And Rachel from Crosby, Texas. And Colby has joined the church from Carlsbad, New Mexico. And Kim is a new member from Middlesboro, Kentucky. So we just want to welcome our new members. And we just want to speak a blessing upon them as we pray for the service today. And boy, it's just good to pray for our members and bless our members. You know, I do want to read a note that we got from this past week from one of our members down in Costa Rica. And he wrote me a note this week. We blessed him and prayed for him. And he said, thank you for including me in your prayers last Sunday. I was really moved to hear someone say, I pray for Carlos in Jaco, Costa Rica. Those were tremendous words to hear. You lifted my name to our Heavenly Father's throne. I can't thank you enough. I listen at different times throughout the week, BPN Radio, and I have to conclude that you're a mighty man of prayer. You're the general leading prayer warriors into battle. In the name of our Commander-in-Chief, our King, the Savior, Lord Jesus Christ, well done, good and faithful servant. And he said, I bless you in the name of King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So he said, keep up the good fight. Carlos, thank you so very, very much for those words. And we've received other cards and letters. And we're so very, very thankful for our members, aren't we, Jean?
Yes, we're very thankful for the members at Breakout Radio Church.
Yeah, we are. And I was calling their names in prayer. Every one of the church members I call most every day or evening in prayer. And I went over our members list. And if you don't have a shepherd, if you don't have a pastor, you can join the church. I'll give you more information about that. And I want to remind everybody that we have someone that is, if you want to go to breakoutradiochurch.com and enter our church website, there's someone there to pray with you, or you can leave your prayer request, leave me a message. And we want to pray right now for some of our members that are going through difficult times. Let's pray for Bonnie Beard, who needs healing of cancer. Anita Rogers, who needs healing of cancer. Barry Smith needs a miracle in their finances. Bernadine, she's praying for a godly husband. That's a good request. Mary needs wisdom for her job. Marie and Jim need healing, and they need a permanent job. Isabel needs prayer for a permanent job position and housing, making a move. And Deborah Parks, they're praying for the sale of their home. Matthew and Tammy, we prayed for their finances last week, and they still need a miracle in their finances. And Roy Ivins, one of our members, started a tent meeting in Dickens, Texas. We need to pray for that. It's going to last for several days. We need to pray for good weather. And while we're praying for evangelist Roy Ivins, you know, we have a number of pastors and evangelists and revivalists who are members of Breakout Radio Church, Gene. And we need to pray for them as well today. Pastor Art Evans in San Diego, Pastor Dave Rogers in Kerrville, Texas, Pastor Jim Jamison in Guymon, Oklahoma, Pastor Gloria Garner in Branson, Missouri, Evangelist Craig Sloan from Dallas, Georgia, Evangelist Gerald Davis from Houston, Texas, Missionary Barry Smith, West Columbia, Texas, Missionary Glenn Howard in Edmond, Oklahoma, Evangelist Roy Ivins, of course, Evangelist Eugene Bullard from Archer City, Texas. And we just need to pray for these needs and these ministers. Father Gene and I set ourselves in agreement, Lord, for the service today here at Breakout Radio Church, what you're going to do in the service today, how you're going to speak to us. I pray you anoint our ears to hear, our spiritual eyes to see, our hearts to receive, whatever you desire to do in our lives today. We pray for our church members all across America, different places in the world. I just ask God that you just bless them and minister to them. May a word from the Lord come forth today. Bless our time together, and bless them, we pray, in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
And, Gene, we have a new phone number.
We do.
That I want to give everybody. And this is a phone that I've got right by my side to let all of our church members know we're only one phone call away. That's all, one phone call away. 512-924-3182. 512-924-3182. And that phone number is also being posted on our church website. Father Gene and I just agree, your will, plan, and purpose be done today in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Gene. And thank God for the First Lady of Breakout Radio Church, Mrs. America. I just want to remind you, before we go any further, before we have some worship music, that I'm going to be leading on BPN Radio this Thursday, which is our national Day of Prayer. I'm going to be leading 4 hours. Well, I'm along with some other people. We're going to have 4 hours of live broadcasting. It's going to be broadcast on my Facebook page, my fan page, and a lot of other sites, social media sites. We're calling for 1 million people to help us pray this Thursday. And if you would like to, as members of Breakout Radio Church, I'd like for you to call in a prayer, if you will. That would be fantastic. If you would just call in a prayer, and you can leave it on our studio site, and that would be fantastic. I'm going to give you that number that you can just call in and leave a prayer, and I'm going to give it to you right now. You ready to write this down? Okay, the number you'll call to leave a prayer anytime between now and Thursday is 979-596-0195. 979-596-0195. And just leave a prayer, 2 or 3 minute prayer, and I'll play your prayer on BPN Radio in our 4 hours of live broadcasting this Thursday. Well, God is good. This is a wonderful day, and one of my spiritual sons is in the studio with us today, spiritual daughters, and he's gonna receive our Sunday morning tithes and offerings. But I just want us to worship the Lord for just a little while today, and then he's gonna come. Let's just lift our hearts, lift our hands. If you're not driving down the road, let's worship Him.
Your grace has found me just as I am. Empty hand above love and hands. We're singing
Majesty.
We're singing
Majesty.
Forever.
Forever I am changed by your love. In the presence of your majesty.
We're singing
Majesty. Your grace has found me just as I am, empty-handed but alive in your hands.
We're singing.
Majesty.
lift up a new song. Oh, we praise you, Lord. We bless your name. We love the fire. We love the fire. Oh, we love you. We love
We love you, Lord. Let's just worship him today, church. Let's just worship him today, Lord. We just worship you today in Jesus' name. We just worship you, Lord, today. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name today in Jesus' name. Would you just worship him with me this morning? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. We are so grateful, so thankful for all of your blessings, Lord, all that you've done for us, all that you've meant to us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We worship you and honor you. Come magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Let's exalt his majesty. Jesus, you are high and lifted up here at Breakout Radio Church. You're high and lifted up. We exalt your name, honor your name, that name which is above every name, the name of Jesus. For God hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, at the name of Jesus. Every knee shall bow, things in heaven, things in earth, things under the earth. All power and authority is in that name. And you've given us that name. You've given us that power, that authority. We love you, Jesus. We worship you here on this Sunday morning. We worship you today and honor you today and magnify you and glorify you all across the land and around the world. Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I want to give an invitation for those of you that don't know the Lord. Every service here at Breakout Radio Church, we want to give people an opportunity to know Jesus, to know the Lord. And if you are not a Christian, you've never accepted Jesus into your heart, or maybe you're a backslider far away from God, I want to give you an opportunity to come home today. Or maybe you don't have the assurance of your salvation. You say, I don't know if I were to die today whether I'd go to heaven or hell. I'm not really, really sure. I joined a church one time, but I don't know about my relationship with the Lord. You can know today. And the Bible said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And so I want to lead you in a prayer right now. Confession is made with our mouth. And so would you open your mouth, say this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. I believe you died on the cross for my sins, and you arose on the third day. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart and forgive me of my sins. I accept you today as my Lord and my Savior, the ruler of my life, the King on my throne. I thank you for eternal life, and with your strength and help, I'm going to live for you and serve you all the days of my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. People coming to know you today as their personal Savior and Lord. And if you don't have a church or a pastor, I want to give you an invitation to join Breakout Radio Church. You just do that by going to bpnradio.com. You may be already there. There's a membership link, bpnradio.com or breakoutradiochurch.com. We have membership links there. And you can become a member of Breakout Radio Church. We'll keep you posted on what's going on. We'll pray for you. And watch for you and serve you any way we possibly can. So God bless you. Thank you so very, very much. Well, it's good to have one of my spiritual sons from Orlando, Florida. He and his wife Pam are in the ministry center here with us today in Austin, Texas. And I'm going to ask Bill Shannon to come, a businessman from Orlando, Florida, and a minister, and a wonderful son for many years. He's going to share about giving today. I'm going to give you an opportunity to give to in just a moment, receive the tithes and offerings. But Bill, it's good to have you here. And would you come and receive our tithes and offerings today?
Yes, thanks, Pastor Dale. It's great to be here in Breakout Radio Church this morning. And we've got a lot of energy happening in this service today. And what we have energy is what we pray. It takes energy, spiritual and emotional warfare. We worship, which takes energy to enter in with Jesus. We're going to hear the word here in a moment, which is going to take energy, because contemplation will come to us and conviction from the Holy Spirit. But one of the things during the service which should become automatic, and it's our tithing and our offering, which really shouldn't take a whole lot of energy at all, because it's what God expects us to do. So what we do is we come and we fight that. And I think the enemy would have us to fight that a lot. He would fight that a lot, because it takes us to different areas in our faith when we do that. I've got a scripture I want to share in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 9 and 10. And out of the Amplified, I really, really like this. It says, "Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of all your crops, income. Then your barns will be abundantly filled and your vats will overflow with new wine." What does he mean by overflow? Would we serve a God that wants us to waste things, that overflows? I picture that, a vat and overflowing and falling to the ground. But I know it doesn't mean that. And I've got an overflow story for you very quickly. I had this friend, and he loved this car. Him and his wife loved this car so much. And a group of gentlemen had got together and blessed them with that car. They bought it for him and gave it to him. And they loved that car, and they drove it around and had a great time with it. And one day, a man had come from India and had a ministry there in India. And he was driving around in his van, and they were sharing the Jesus film in India. And many, many, many people would come to know the Lord from this man's effort. But as anything, you know, in vehicles, they do wear out. And so my friend had this car that he had, and he loved it so much. But the Holy Spirit began to work with him and minister through him and said, "Buy him a new van." And he said, "I didn't have the money for that van." So him and his wife thought about it and talked about it, and they had decided to sell the car. One of the neighbors ended up buying it, and they took that money and sowed it into that ministry where they bought a new van to share the Jesus film all over India. Years later, I was introduced to that gentleman, and I wanted to be a part of that ministry. And so I had our company begin to support that ministry in Bangalore, India. And here's the example of overflow that came. The overflow had come from that couple selling that car. It gives the van to that ministry. We begin to sow into that ministry. And many years later, I now have a plant where that ministry is in Bangalore, India. How about that? We serve a God of overflow, and we need overflow in our lives. So today I challenge you. You may not have been a tither. You may not have ever challenged God. And I ask you to study a little bit of in Malachi chapter 3:10, where God does not give us a challenge to tithe, but he challenges himself to pour out a blessing and find that he is faithful in that scripture. What does our tithe do here at Breakout Radio Church? It helps the ministry run. It helps pay and maintain all the equipment. It pays for the staff. And then when we have opportunities to bless other ministries and be a part, overflow comes. So you are a vital part when you make offerings and tithes to Breakout Radio Church. Oh, by the way, that couple that sold that car, Pastor Dale and Gene Gentry. Father, I thank you for this ministry. Incredible pioneers, Breakout Radio Church, ministering around the world, here twice a day. And God, I just ask right now, that you would challenge our hearts. And God, that we would begin to hear your voice on what we should do and what we should sow today. Father, I reach in my hand and I hold my debit card up, because today my wife Pam and I will sow a seed. And I wouldn't ask anybody to do what I wouldn't do myself. And God, I just ask that you minister to us today through the sermon, the word that's coming. We're excited to hear. Take us to another level, God. Overflow level, I pray. In Jesus' name.
Thank you very much, Bill Shannon. What a wonderful job sharing with us today. And Gene and I love to give, and I know, Bill, that you and Pam love to give. You've proven that over the years. Jesus said it's more blessed to give than to receive. And I know that Breakout Radio Church is sponsored and supported by you, our loyal members. And, you know, for over 30 years, Gene and I traveled across America and around the world, different nations, ministering. But our Sundays now are not spent in other local churches, although we're very thankful for that opportunity we've had for so many, many years. But now our Sundays are spent here at Breakout Radio Church, here at our ministry center in Austin, Texas. So I want to give you an opportunity to give, and you can make your check to Breakout Ministries. That's Breakout Ministries, Breakout Ministries. And you can send that to P.O. Box 91985. The box number, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. If you want to use your debit card, your credit card, or PayPal, you can do that by going to bpnradio.com. There's the donate button at the bottom, or Breakout Radio Church, breakoutradiochurch.com. We have our website up and running, and there's a donate button there, and you can simply click that and use your PayPal, credit card, debit card. Just give you a few moments so you can prepare that. And then I'm just going to speak a blessing over you. Father, I just speak a blessing upon those that are giving their tithes and offerings today, their contributions. I just bless them right now. Ask God that you bless them in Jesus' name and multiply the seed they have sown. We're so thankful for the privilege and opportunity that we have to give, sowing, believing in the law of sowing and reaping. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. If you have your Bibles, I want you to turn with me today to the book of Ecclesiastes, the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter number 1. Ecclesiastes, chapter number 1. I'm going to preach a little while, and then we are going to pray. Here's what the Bible says in Ecclesiastes 1. And these are the words of the man that was at one time, before he said these words, the wisest man that ever lived outside of Jesus. He asked for wisdom. But something happened to this man who was the son of David, who was the king of Israel. His name was Solomon. And here's the words that he spoke. He said, "Then I turned myself to consider wisdom and madness and folly. For what can the man do who succeeds the king? Only what he has already done. Then I saw that wisdom excels folly as light excels darkness. The wise man's eyes are his head, but the fool walks in darkness. Yet I perceive that that event happens to them all. Then I said in my heart, this is all so vanity." And so Solomon cries out in Ecclesiastes 1, what is going on in his life. And he concludes his talk by saying, "Therefore, I hated life, because the work that was done under the sun was distressing to me." The conclusion of from a man by the name of Solomon that had everything. He had everything. And he describes in the book of Ecclesiastes, he declares everything that he had. And yet he concludes by saying, and yet I hated life. What happened to this man? What happened to this man in Ecclesiastes chapter 1 who came to the place where he hated life? He had everything that anyone could hope for. He said, I did not withhold anything from my eyes. I did not withdraw myself from doing everything that I wanted to do. And yet, in the end, he said, I hated life. I believe, after reading this passage many times, I believe that Solomon had reached a place in life where he was actually suicidal. I believe that's where many people are in America, suicidal, hopelessness and helplessness, even though we live in the most wealthy nation in the world. I was just looking, thinking about suicide, reading about suicide yesterday. It said suicide in the United States has surged to the highest levels in nearly 30 years. A federal data analysis has found with increase in every age group except older adults. The rise was particularly steep for women. It was also substantial among middle-aged Americans, sending a signal of deep anguish from a group whose suicide rate had been stable or falling since the 1950s. The suicide rate for middle-aged women ages 45 to 64 jumped by 63% over the period of this study, while it rose by 43% for men in that age range, the sharpest increase for males of any age in history. The overall suicidal rate rose by 24% from 1999 to 2014. The increase has been so widespread that they have lifted the nation's suicide rate to 13 per 100,000 people, which is the highest since 1986. The rate rose by 2% a year starting in 2006. And all the last survey they did, 42,773 people died from suicide in that year. Why is all of this happening? In many cases, it's happening because we are a nation of people that seemingly have everything we want in life, but we take our life. That's what that same spirit was on Solomon. He said, I hated life. I didn't want to live, even though there were so many things to live for around. And I believe that one thing happened to Solomon is that he lost his vision. There was no vision. And the dreams that he had only included himself. He said, I did this, I did that. And so many people become so depressed in life because life is only about them, what makes them happy, what they want to do, what is in it for me, I. And we're living in that type of society in America and a culture that it's lost its way because of a selfish society. It's about what I want, what I need, what I like, what I believe, a society which, as a result, has become out of control, without direction, repeating an age which is described in the book of Judges thousands of years ago. And the Bible said that generation did everything that was right in its own eyes. And we're living in that type of society now where people have laid aside the Bible. They've laid aside a moral direction. They've laid aside value systems, which our nation was founded on, and they're now making up their own rules, their own laws. And so as a result, we're rapidly approaching a threshold in America where everyone is doing right in their own eyes. And even in government, there are now some cities and states who are refusing to obey the law, saying we won't do what D.C. tells us to do, what the Attorney General tells us to do. We're going to do that which is right in our own eyes. You know, I prophesied here at Breakout Radio Church in January that the storm was over in America as a result of a new administration, which we're grateful for and we prayed for all last year. Here at Breakout Radio Church. I prophesied the storm was over, but I also prophesied the war had just begun. I believe that we're now entering into an entirely new season of spiritual warfare. Warfare that we as Christians, as a church, have not seen before. Because I believe that Satan has come down in great wrath, knowing he has but a short time to work. And, of course, we're certainly not magnifying powers of darkness, but we must realize that there is a war. You know, the dictator of North Korea has made statements that he's going to attack America, is going to attack Israel, going to attack South Korea. And we don't want to pretend, we don't want to magnify him, but we don't want to pretend that he's not there either. And so we realize there is an enemy. I must say that this past week I've had some of the greatest spiritual warfare that I've had in many years. And not only myself, but my family. You know, my daughter-in-law works as my executive assistant here at Breakout Ministries, and she also helps her son, which is my her husband, which is my son, Rick Gentry, and they work with a sports program. And she just told me about, sent me a text last night about the spiritual warfare that they encountered even yesterday. She said, we were on our way to the gym. We received a text from one of our player's mom that he had a seizure and was in the hospital. The next high school game, the first high school game, one of our players was taken out in a wheelchair, returned from the hospital with a boot. It was a severe sprain, so swollen, not sure. Lost that game. The second game we lost. The first game for junior high, one of our parents asked a fan from the opposing team to stop using the F-bomb. And it ended with a guy slamming one of the parents' heads into the wall, had to take him to the ER where he had 3 staples put in his head. After the game, one of the coaches got a technical when he wasn't even coaching. He was just looking for the game ball. In our last game, one of the players from the other team pushed our grandson, and our son, the coach, had to break it up. And there was all sorts of things that happened even yesterday. And so made me know that, you know, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard, but we must respond. And so Gene and I, before we went to bed last night, we did some spiritual warfare. We put on our helmet of salvation, our breastplate of righteousness, our belt of truth, our shoes of peace, our shield of faith, our sword of the Spirit, and we began to bind the attack that was coming against us and our family. Spiritual warfare. We know how to do that. We've done it over the past 50 years. And so we must realize that we, as Christians, because of a new administration, because of a president that is lifting up the name of Jesus and is supporting churches and is surrounded by godly people, there is a war. There is a spiritual attack. Not only is North Korea attacking us, as are threatening to attack us as a nation, but we are under attack from the powers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places, the rulers of the darkness of this world. And that's why we as a church cannot afford to be asleep. We cannot afford to be slumbering, because we are under attack, and our nation is experiencing a moral downfall. And the storm is over, but the war is on. And we are just a nation that is out of control. When I look at what is happening in society, church, I see over 59 million babies have been aborted in America. Women are marching and proclaiming, "My body, my choice." The Boy Scouts of America losing thousands of members because this organization has chosen to allow girls who feel like boys to join the Scouts, and boys who feel like girls to join the Girl Scouts. And with homosexuals now as leaders while proclaiming, "Come one, come all." Gene and I watching a family program the other day with a man saying, "I want my husband to come and help me with this question." They both embrace in a mouth-to-mouth kiss, and I'm wondering what is going on in America, and how did we get to this place where so many people are doing simply that which is right in their own eyes, protesting righteousness, calling righteous unrighteous, and calling unrighteous things righteous. What is happening to us, and how did we get here? And as I prayed over this matter, I believe the Holy Ghost, church, spoke to me that there is a lack of fathers, in the home and a lack of fathers in the church, absentee fathers in the home. In society, they say that a home without a father is normal. That is, 42% of families in America do not have a father in the home. Absentee fathers, and society is calling it the new norm, the new norm in America, which is absolutely ridiculous. And what is happening is the absentee fathers do not have fathers in the home who will shepherd their family, who will tell their children what is right and wrong, who will give instructions and guidance and lead them in prayer. And so we have absentee fathers, which is resulting in chaos in the United States of America, in our nation. And there are also churches who have fatherless shepherds. They do not, there are churches across America where the pastor is no longer shepherding the congregation, no longer leading the congregation. The congregation is being led by deacon boards or other boards or certain individuals that are leading the church, and the shepherd, the pastor, is no longer leading the church. Many silent because of fear of being fired from the church are losing their position. As a result of absentee fathers, spiritual fathers in the pulpit, men who have been assigned to watch for their sheep, because of a lack of courage, they refuse to feed the sheep, instruct the sheep, leaving the members to work out their own salvation, whatever they believe. Many just giving motivational speeches, telling people how great they are. I do believe we need to motivate the people, but a shepherd needs to tell the sheep the difference between righteousness and unrighteousness, godliness and ungodliness. They need to give instruction. There needs to be order that comes into the life of the sheep. And so we've allowed, so many pastors have allowed the enemy to come into the church, the enemy to come into the homes and devour the sheep and scatter the sheep. And the Bible says, smite the shepherd and the sheep will flee. You know, we have so many shepherds in churches today, and I don't mean to be condescending or speak condescendingly, because we have so many wonderful pastors who have given them and their families, have given their lives for the church, have laid down in their lives for the congregation, and they have stayed in times of storm and difficulty, and they have been persecuted, and many of them have been abandoned by people that loved them and they thought cared for them, and they've been ridiculed and written up in the papers, and I'm so thankful for these wonderful shepherds. But there are many shepherds that are no longer watching for the sheep. Isaiah 56:10 describes them. His watchmen are blind, they're ignorant, they're all dumb dogs. They cannot bark, sleeping, lying down, loving to slumbers, and not watching for the sheep, and the wolves coming in and devouring them. And you know, I was reading recently where there are 324 million people living in America. 324 million people living in America. 73% of Americans profess to be Christians. 145 million of those do not attend church. 251 million professing to be Christians, but 155 million of those do not attend church, which means approximately 113 million Christians in America don't have a pastor or a shepherd, or maybe a pastor that has abandoned the podium, abandoned speaking the truth. And that is one reason why Gene and I just had this incredible call from God to have a radio church, not a local church, but a translocal church, knowing that a church is not only a building on a street corner or one that has four walls, but a church without walls where people could have a shepherd across America and around the world. And you say, well, how can you do that? I can do that because I have my phone right here and I have the power of the internet, FaceTime or Skyping. There and texting, there's so many ways to be able to lead a congregation, of course, here at Breakout Radio Church on BPN Radio. And so what is happening today is we are now having a fatherless generation in the home and in many instances a fatherless generation in the church. And it's because so many pastors are either being driven out of their congregations or they're leaving the church. I mean, 1,500 pastors, statistics tell me that 1,500 pastors are leaving the ministry every month in America. According to research, says that pastoring is a dangerous occupation, the most stressful and frustrated working profession, more than medical doctors, lawyers, politicians. Over 70% of pastors say they are so stressed out and burned out that they regularly consider leaving the ministry. 35 to 40% of pastors actually do leave the ministry, most after 5 years. Many of these don't attend church or have a pastor after they leave. 77% said they do not have a good marriage. So we lose a pastor a day in America as a result of a moral failure. 63% of pastors say they've been fired or voted out at least once or twice. 52% of those said that they were fired or voted out because of conflicts on who was going to lead the church, the pastor, the board, the congregation, et cetera, et cetera. Only 23% said they felt happy and content on a regular basis. I'm not a perfect man, but I'm so glad that Gene and I are included in the 23%. We feel happy and content on a regular basis because we love the ministry. But we realize that that ministers can go through so many difficulties. I mean, I had, even in my 30s, I fell into a lot of depression and anxiety and burnout. And after God restored me, I began to do seminars. I began to do seminars for pastors and ministers who were going through burnout. I know what can happen because of what is taking place in this nation and so in pastors' lives. And so we must pray for our shepherd. We must pray for our pastors. And so we are in a place of a moral downfall, a gender-neutral society, because we have a fatherless families and we have fatherless churches, and you know, we're in a time where we're living back in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah in America. We're living back in the days of Noah. And, you know, churches and denominations have turned away from preaching the truth and speaking the truth. And I was just looking at what is happening in America. And I have been leading churches, and I've been leading radio audiences in repentance of the sins of our nation. You know, Daniel said, while I was repenting for my sin and the sins of my nation. And I believe that pastors all across America needs to begin to lead their congregations in repentance. We need to repent for our sins, and we need to repent and turn away from our sins, and we need to repent for the sins of our nation. And I just like for just a moment just to lead you in a prayer of repentance, because we're having this moral downfall in America and we need revival. We need another spiritual awakening in America. And we were just talking to our spiritual son and daughter last night about how 20 years ago that Gene and I were leading revivals across America and around the world, and many of them lasting for many weeks at a time, 11 weeks, 16 weeks, 24 weeks. This June, we will It's been 20 years ago that we went to London at the request of 120 leaders and said, would you come and lead a revival? We led a revival in the heart of London near Parliament, just down the street from where Princess Diana's funeral was held. And we went there for a month, and five nights a week for a month, we preached the gospel, and the Holy Spirit came, and people were saved, and lives were changed and transformed. And that revival went on for another 8 months, and they spent all the money that they had raised to build a building in that 9 months renting that auditorium in the heart of London so people could come and be revived. And many people went out of that revival across the nation, across the nations of the world, to preach because of what was happening. But we have fallen into a place of lukewarmness in America, and we must repent for the sins of our nation. And today here at Breakout Radio Church, I want us to repent not only for our sins, but for the sins of our nation, including greed, which is materialism, gluttony, self-indulgence, idolatry, which is hero worshiping, love of self, idol worship, abortion. We have aborted 59 million babies in the womb. Fornication, which is premarital sex, sex outside of marriage, including living together before marriage. Adultery, which is infidelity, unfaithfulness, extramarital fooling around, extramarital sex, flings, hanky-panky, two-timing, a bit on the side, dirty weekend. Sodomy, which is homosexuality or anal sex. Same-sex marriage, which is marriage between partners of the same sex. Materialism, a tendency to consider material possessions and physical comfort more important than spiritual values. Racism, prejudice, bigotry, discrimination, not caring for the poor, those who are out of work, unable to work, the extremely impoverished, the destitute, those experiencing hardships, insufficiency, the homeless, the widows, and the orphans. God, we repent in the name of Jesus. And we ask, O God, that this nation will turn back to you in the name of Jesus. And the vision that has died, the visions that have died in this nation, O God, will be restored in the name of the Lord. And we return to Habakkuk chapter 2, which says, write the vision. Write it down, make it plain on tablets, that he may run who reads it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak, and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Another translation says, and then God answered, write this, write what you see, write it out in big block letters, so that it can be read on the run. This vision message is a witness pointing to what's coming. It aches for the coming. It can hardly wait. It doesn't lie. If it seems slow in coming, wait. It's on its way. So I declare today, as I shared with you about vision, that you need to write your vision down, and your vision does not need to be done. It needs to be plain. One translation says, write it on a billboard so that they that want to run with you can read it. Make it plain. I want to share my vision today here at Breakout Radio Church. And my vision comes in three parts. My vision is to enlist prayer leaders in 1,000 cities in this nation, 1,000 points of light, calling for another spiritual awakening in America, praying until there's a major revival in every major city. My vision is to lead a 24/7 internet radio station that will call America to pray, sharing my microphone while broadcasting the results. My vision is to lead a radio church comprised of members who don't have a pastor, a church that prays around the clock, a house of prayer for all nations, a church that provides a covering for revivalists who are going out, ministers coming out of retirement to minister, and an army of young people who are coming out of obscurity to preach to their generation. That's my vision. And I'm so thankful that here at Breakout Radio Church, we are in the process of starting a 24/7 prayer ministry, because we must have revival in America. We must have a spiritual awakening. And fathers must, again, have a vision, not only for their jobs or their business, but they must have a vision for their family, for their children, for their grandchildren. And pastors must have a vision for their church. And I pray for every pastor and every church and every father and every spiritual father whose vision has died. They're experiencing the death of a vision. I pray their vision will live again in Jesus' name. I pray in Jesus' name that the church will live again. I know there's revival going on in many churches in America, but primarily we are a lukewarm church, and I pray that we will live again, that we will be on fire again, and that pastors will gather their people into the auditoriums, and they will pray on a regular basis, calling for revival, calling for another spiritual awakening in America, in Jesus' name. And I pray for you. I pray for you, Breakout Church. I pray for you in Jesus' name, that you will write your vision down, that you will write your vision down, and that you will make it plain, and that God will begin to work in your life, making the vision plain in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I pray for you right now. Father, I pray for every member of Breakout Radio Church that is attending church today. I pray for every visitor. I pray in Jesus' name for those that have lost their vision, those that have come to a place where they hate life. Solomon lost his vision. The wisest man that ever lived, with the exception of Jesus, he lost his vision. And in the end, he said, I hated life. I hate life. So many people hate life. They don't want to live. They have death wishes, death thoughts. I rebuke those death thoughts. I rebuke those death wishes. I rebuke any spirits of suicide or self-destruction in Jesus' name. And I pray, Lord, that people take their eyes off of themselves and say to other people, how can I be a blessing? How can I help you? How can I serve you? How can I work with you? Here at Breakout Radio Church, we want to be a blessing. We want to be a blessing to you, our church members, and to this nation. Praying for President Trump and Vice President Pence and this administration, in our Congress, in our local, our state government, our local government, as well as our state government, praying for our governors and those in authority, praying everywhere. And I pray for you today, you that have fallen into a place of helplessness and hopelessness. You know, it may be your health, it may be your finances, it may be your job, it may be your business, it may be your children. I don't know what it may be, but I pray for you today. And I ask the Holy Spirit to come upon you and minister to you and give you hope. And knowing that by this time tomorrow, everything could change, or anything could change. In Jesus' name, let's dream again. Hallelujah. Let's write the vision down. Let's make it plain. Send it to me if you will. Send it to me. My email, of course, our email here is Breakout Radio Church. BreakoutRadioChurch.com. Just write it there on the wall. Just go into the meeting room, write it on the wall. Send it to me. Phone it in to me. Text me, whatever it is. Send me your vision. Because where there's no vision, the people perish. I bless you today. I'm so thankful you've come to church. I ask God to bless you, bless your family, bless your finances, bless your job, bless your business, bless your health, everything that you put your hand to do. I bless you. I ask God to bless you and keep you and minister to you. I speak healing over you, restoration over you. I just want to tell you I love you today. And the plan is a good plan to give you a future and a hope. Write the vision down. Make it plain. Thank you for attending Breakout Radio Church today. So very, very thankful that you came. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.